So today we are going to focus on our church anniversary theme.
那今天我们就会专注在今年教会这个周年纪念的主题。
So let me hear from you. What is our anniversary theme this year?
大家还记得我们教会周年主题是什么吗？
Loud and clear. I hear the key word strive and the God's grace, but there's also an important word missing.
听到。
Let's strive to enter God's grace. Not God's rest, sorry.
那这个周年主题就是竭力同得安息。
Yeah, and we will see in a moment why we especially emphasize this word let's, instead of just saying strive to enter God's rest.
那等一下我们也会看到为什么我们是去强调是同得
So I don't know whether you agree, but actually, whether we like it or not, whether we are conscious of it or not,
不知道大家同不同意，不论是你有意识或者是没有意识到也好。
everyone is striving for something.
那每一个人其实都是在为一些事情去奋力。
Because the human heart is made to strive.
因为人的心常常是想要去发奋的。
And there's always something that we are searching for, right?
我们总是在寻找着什么。
The question is, where is our striving directed?
那要追问的问题就是，那这么的奋力究竟是指引我们往哪个方向，去到哪里呢？
When we are not wholeheartedly striving after God,
当我们没有全心去向着神去竭力的时候，
our hearts strive endlessly after the world.
那我们的心就会朝着这世界上的事情去努力了。
Do you agree?
大家同意吗？
Yeah, I see many of you nodding.
很多人都同意。
And soon it leaves us very tired, completely worn out.
那没过多久就会发现你自己变得非常的疲累。
And that was how I was for many years. Maybe mostly the first 16 to 17 years of my life.
那其实我自己本身的经历也是如此。在我最初17年的生命当中都是感受到很疲累。
I know some of you might have just turned 16, 17, around that age, but I can tell you in the first 16, 17 years before I learned to strive wholeheartedly after God.
那我们当中可能有一些青少年刚刚16、17岁，但我想分享就是就是
Before I learned to strive wholeheartedly after God,
在我学会竭力的去追求神之前，
I was striving very hard, extremely hard for my goals too. Goals that I thought would make me happy, would make me feel satisfied.
那当时候我就是竭力的去追求。一些的目标，我认为是能够满足我，还可以使我很充实的一些目标。
For young people, it might be our studies, academics, success, or friendships.
那对年轻人来说，可能是你的学业，你的成就，或者是你的朋友们。
But time and again, I got disappointed. I got hurt. I was so tired of life that I really didn't see the point of living.
那一次又一次，我就。就是失望了，也是受到伤害，然后甚至我觉得人生没有什么，再活下去没有什么意思。
But how grateful I am that God changed this round so that I turned that endless striving for nothing into the striving, not by my own strength, but by His grace, for something that's truly worth living and dying for.
但是感谢神，我就因着他的帮助，我可以不会为着这些虚空的事情去奋力了，而是真的朝着那些值得追求可以存到永恒的事情去努力。
So my question for you is, what are you striving for today?
那想问大家的一个问题就是，你现在在为什么事情去奋力呢？
We often see this pattern in believers, in Christians, who lack a clear God-centered spiritual direction.
那基督徒当中，当失去了一个以神为中心的一种的目标的时候，就会迷失了。
Their lives show little evidence of the spirit. The fruit of the Spirit.
导致到基督徒生命当中看不见圣灵所结出的果子。
So, a test. We have studied the whole series on the fruit of the Spirit. Can you name some of the great qualities mentioned?
那之前我们讲到当中曾经看过圣灵的果子，那有没有人可以举出几样圣灵所结出的果子？
The first few. Love, joy, peace, patience, right? And think about it. These are all connected to our theme because if we don't have these qualities in our life, obviously you don't have rest. How would you have rest when you don't have joy, when you don't have peace, when you don't have patience, when you don't have kindness, right? How can you find rest in your soul?
其中一些圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、平安、忍耐等等。那这些都是连接着今年的主题，关于在神面前得安息的。因为如果没有得安息，生命怎么会有从神而来的这些的素质呢？
And we find that, wow, actually, sooner or later, our spiritual reserve are gone. That strength, that momentum.
那如果我们不是安息在主面前，去得着能力，那会发现很快你的精神、你的力量就会失去了。
And that is the reason why the pastoral team think it's so important that for us as a church to learn to strive to enter God's rest.
那这也是为什么教牧同工就是很想大家一起的去学习这个重要的功课，就是竭力同得神的安息。
Because the failure to enter God's rest lead to deep draining exhaustion.
因为如果你没有进入到神的安息里面的话呢，那这个结果就是你会非常的乏力、疲乏。
Or like some young people nowadays, they can't be bothered. Like nothing interests them, nothing excites them.
就好像一些年轻人现在的状况啦，就好像躺平一样，
Yeah, nothing excites them, you
然
know.
后就对什么事情都不感兴趣。
And that kind of tiredness, that kind of fatigue is not just physical, it's spiritual.
那这样子的疲劳呢，就不是身体上的疲劳，而是心灵层面的疲劳。
And it's a great concern because when the spiritual life itself begins to feel like a dread, a burden, how will we ever find rest? How will we ever find strength to keep persevering till the end?
那如果我们的心灵已经首先出现了疲乏，已经没有力量了，那怎么能够继续去坚持下去呢？
On the other hand, if you've met a true child of God,
另外一方面，如果你碰到了一个真的神的儿女，
you find that, wow, their life's so different. They continually live in God's rest, and their life is marked by this dynamic power.
那你会发现他们非常的不同因为他们是常常的进入到神的安息里面，那生命会有一份的活泼。
The life is refreshing, joyful, full of vitality.
那他们常常能够使得人得到舒畅，然后也是常常有喜乐，还有生命力的。
And this is the kind of reality the scripture already describes, for example, in Isaiah 40.
那这样的一种的现况，就是圣经里面所描述的，就比如说以赛亚书40章。
God's people. They are like eagles soaring on the wind.
那里描述到神的百姓就好像鹰翱翔在这个风之上，
There's no frantic striving.
那没有很慌张的这样子的奋力，
Only calm trust.
而是安静的去信靠，
There's no draining tension.
没有使人耗尽的紧张。
Only God sustained power and renewed strength.
只有神所赐不断被更新的力量。
This is the kind of life we hope we pray for our church to experience together.
那这样的生命就是我们去为教会去祈祷，希望我们都可以经历到的生命，
A life lived in God's rest.
就是在神的安息中的这样的生命，
A life that brings rest to others.
也是去 给身边的人带来休息、安息的一种的生命。
So let's turn to our key passage today.
让我们打开今天的主题经文。
I think for those of us who are familiar with the Bible, immediately we would think of Hebrews chapter 4, 11.
那如果大家熟悉圣经，可能已经想到希伯来书的第四章了。
And that is how our dear sisters designed a beautiful cake, anniversary cake for us.
那这也是之前几位姐妹她们去设计蛋糕所得到的灵感来源。
And as you see, there are so many elements in this one verse, or as we shall see, it's actually the whole context that it will take ages for us to explore.
那大家可以看到，那节经文就其实有好多宝贵的属灵的功课啦。那我们之后也会慢慢一步一步去明白。
So back to Hebrews 4:11.
那我们来到希伯来书的4章11节。
Let us therefore strive to enter the rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Obviously, if we just use this one verse as our anniversary theme, asking Kristen, for example, a linguistics student, there's a lot of missing information, isn't there? What kind of rest are we talking about? That rest.
那如果我们只是用这节经文去作为这个周年纪念的主题，那比如问学语言学的 Kristen，那其实有好多的信息都是还没有知道的。
Yeah, for example, who's this us that's talking about? What's that rest? Or what sort of disobedience is it talking about?
那又比如说我们是指谁？还有这种的安息是怎样的安息？还有不顺从又是什么意思？
So let us bear in mind, whatever Bible verse or passage we pick, there's always a context we must grasp.
那我们要记得，不论我们学习哪一节或者是哪一段圣经，那上文下理都是非常重要的。
So, if I ask you, what would be the context? Where can we find the context?
那这一节经文的上文下理是。
The whole Bible. Yeah, for sure, in the Bible. So, usually when you want to trace the author's train of thought, such as when doing English comprehension, for example, or Chinese, like, where do you find the context? 上文下理啊嘛，系咪啊？即系咩啊？So we look at the bits, the paragraphs or verses before and the paragraphs after, right? So
那上文下理就是看上文跟下理啦。
but not so quick, because we might say, "Ah, I know, that's easy. We'll just start by reading from chapter 4." Logical, right? Chapter 4.
但其实没有那么容易，或许你会想，那我们就从第4章第1节开始读。
So let's check it out. What does it say in 4 verse 1?
那第4章第1节怎么说的呢？
Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当敬畏，免得我们中间或有人似是赶不上了。
So, what is the problem here?
这里问题是什么呢？
Passage starts with a therefore. So could it be really where we are looking like there's something more from before? Yeah. So I can hear someone says chapter 3.
那问题就是第一节有一个"既"这个字连接词了，那也是谈到安息。那其实那已经告诉我们，其实这个在讨论的事情其实是更早，比如说第三章。
Besides, just take a look at all the highlighted words. Almost every verse starts with a connecting word.
那如果大家留意这个红色的字的时候，会发现。好多，就是几乎每一节都有一个这样子的连接词。
So we see a lot of therefore, for, then, maybe in the next slide as well. Yeah, this is just so you can see. So then. Wow, so you can see this whole passage is very closely knit. It's like packed together with argument after argument. It's like the cause and effect sort of relationship.
所以我们可以观察到，整段经文呢都是紧密相连的，就好像这个有很深层的因果关系，
因为有很多，
因为有很多的这些的连接词。
And just now I heard, so maybe we need to look even more to the previous verses in chapter 3.
那刚才也有人说到，那要继续往前看，就是第三章。
So let's just take a look at chapter 3 then.
让我们也看一看第三章。
Actually, we can see that indeed it's crucial not just looking at a few verses immediately before and after, but to look for clues and trace the connections throughout all the surrounding chapters.
那不单单要往前看了，那也要去留意到这些的段落当中有没有一些的线索是我们帮助我们可以明白的。
So it's like a detective game. We have to think and trace all the different clues and then connect the dots and see the bigger picture.
那好像是在做一个侦探的功夫，看一看有没有一些的线索，可以使到我们把这些点都连成一条线。
So when we move to chapter 3, verses 7 to 19,
那我们来到第三章，第7到19节的时候，
it also starts with a therefore.
但是这里也是，有一个连接词在这里的。
也是的，but we can see that as we will highlight to you, this is a section where it starts talking about this Sabbath rest, that promised rest that God has prepared for His people.
但是从3章7节开始呢，这里是特别说到，神为他的百姓有一个安息，就是安息日的这个安息。
So even though we can clearly see even this section has something more we can explore, but we'll start right here because this is where we know it's really focusing in on this topic of peace, a rest.
那纵然这3章7节跟前面一些的章节还有一些关联。不过这里是开始去专注在关于安息日的这个安息这个主题上。
So now let us just skim through it. So we'll go, I think that's the next one with the highlights. So we'll just go to the highlighted bit. I want you to notice any words that are recurring. That means it keep occurring and occurring.
那大家可
Okay.
以看一看这个 PPT 啊，那有没有发现一些重复出现的词语？
So take a look. But I've already highlighted today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So let's see if this phrase would come again soon.
那我已经用红色去出来了，画出来，就说你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
This is the first time we see this phrase, right?
那我们第一次看到这样的说话，
Can you guess how many times this similar wording appears or this exact wording?
那
Oh,
有。
it's not because of that. It's actually, it just happens that there are three slides, but it's not. But okay, some guess is three times.
那这样的话语总共出现了几次呢？我们说3次。
Let's count. So here's the first time in chapter 3, verse 7.
我们可以数一数，所以3章7节第一次出现。
Okay, then next one. We see the word today again. We see similar word like hardened, which I didn't highlight. Okay, the next slide.
13节出现了今日。
Oh, only within a few verses in verse 15, there's the same wording again.
然后15节又出现了同样的这句话语。
Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
你们今日若听见他的话，就不可硬着心。
As in the rebellion. In fact, these two quotes are exactly the same.
那其实这两句话跟之前我们看的是一样的。
So, and then if we keep going on, so this is 15. Let us now remember, go back to chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, and see whether there's the same pattern.
那我们来到第4章的7还有11节。
So 7到11节, we can see from there again the word today, and then this quote. You see, the author even says, the writer says, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
那又看到第7节有一个今日，然后也是再一次重复到今日你若听见他的话，就不可硬着心。
So Some of you are right. It's three times, and this is the third time it happens.
那同样的话，是的，有出现3次，这一次是第三次。
And it is in this context that we have our anniversary theme. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
那是在这样的背景底下，就有我们这个主题经文就是4章11节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
So, what is the significance?
那这样有什么样的重要性呢？
Is it as the Chinese says? 重要的事要说三遍，是不是？Is it because there's like a, this popular saying on the internet, especially important things need to be said three times. Is it because of that, or is it like the English expression "third time's a charm"? Like maybe we hope that well by repeating it, then you really get it.
那是不是就好像现在流行的重要的事情要说3遍那就是去使你要硬着去记住它呢？
Maybe that's what parents do. Like sometimes we just can't help nagging, right? If your child doesn't listen, then you say again, "Come on, hurry up! Come on, hurry up!" Right? We're late. Do you think that is what the writer is doing?
那会不会是像很多的父母亲所做的呢？他们常常喜欢去唠叨他们的儿女啦，就常常重复同样的话，他说啊，赶快我们迟到了，赶快我们迟到了，赶快我们迟到了，是不是这个作者想要这么去做呢？
Very good translation. You repeat it three times. If that is, I believe, is bound to be a failure because just observe our young people. Does it work on them? The more you say, the more you nag, the more they shut their ears, right?
那如果是真的是这样，那可能就不会成功啦，因为好多年轻人，当你越去唠叨他们，他们越不想听。
Actually, this, as it suggests, is a quote directly from Psalm 95.
那其实这一句话其实是引用诗篇第95篇的。
Because of time, we won't turn to Psalm 95 now.
那因为时间的缘故，我们就不会去看诗篇95篇。
But I encourage you to jot it down, read it in your own time later.
但我鼓励大家可以记录下来，在你有空的时候去看一看这个诗篇95篇。
This whole section is almost like the writer is preaching a sermon expounding on Psalm 95, basically.
那其实这一整段的经文呢，就好像这个作者在讲一篇的讲道去解释诗篇95篇。
The writer in God's revelation and wisdom not only saw the past evidence how Psalm 95 was fulfilled, he also saw present application and future relevance to us.
那希伯来书的作者在神的启示还有赐给他的智慧底下呢，他就看见诗篇95篇是被应验了不单是过去有重要性，对于将来现今都是非常重要的。
So each time the same words appear, the same words he quoted, the argument grows stronger.
那所以每一次他去引用诗篇95篇的时候呢，那他就是去证明是。要强调这样的真实性。
So I encourage you, after today hearing the sermon, you do your own study. You can read this whole section and feel the intensity, that building intensity for yourself.
所以鼓励大家回去重新看希伯来书这段经文呢，你就会发现他一次的去强调这样的去带出当中重要的信息。
那种强烈，越来越强烈。So the first time, let us recall. The next slide, Hebrews chapter 3, 7 to 19, and that's when we see the first time this quote was used.
那我们可以看一看希伯来书3章，第7到19节了。那这是第一次出现的。
So the first time, we can see that the message is really a warning. Basing on the Israelites' history, their failure.
那第一次出现是要去提醒弟兄姐妹过去以色列曾经失败过。
He connects the story of the Israelites in the wilderness.
那他就去联系当时候以色列民在旷野中的事情。
And I think if there might be another slide, the next one. Okay, sorry, back to the one first. Yep. So if you're familiar with the wilderness story,
如果大家熟悉当时候在旷野中发生的事情的话，
it was a warning of the danger of the kind of unbelief that leads to their rebellion.
那旷野发生的事情就是一个警号啦，就是去教导我们不要落入到不信从的一种的光景当中。
The Israelites heard God's voice through Moses.
那当时候以色列民借着摩西去听见了神的话。
That's why he says, today, if you hear his voice, here's whose voice? It's God's voice through their leader, Moses.
那因为这里说你们今日若听到他的话，那他的话也是借着摩西，他的神的仆人去传达出来。
But did they respond?
但是他们是怎么反应的呢？
That's why I found today's Alex's song worship is amazing. The message he was saying that sometimes we have eyes but we don't see, we have ears but we don't hear.
那这也是为什么我刚才说 Alex 弟兄带我们的诗歌是非常的奇妙啦，因为当中是说有些人虽然有眼睛，但看不见；有耳却听不见。
What did the Israelites see in those 40 years in the wilderness?
那在旷野的40年，以色列民当时候见证到了什么？
What did they see? What did they see? Yeah, the positive, the miracles, right? God's provision, amazing provision of manna and things. And yet, Alex also brought out, but they also saw that they didn't have food to eat, didn't have water to drink, right?
那他们见到什么呢？那见证到了神的这个工作，还有奇妙的供应，不论是供应给他们玛拿或者是水啦。但是他们同时间也去关注他们所没有的事情就比如说没有水果
因为也是没有水
没有水。
，because the water came after the miraculous provision, right? When Moses hit the rock, so they could see both, but they focus on what they did not have and neglect what God miraculously provided.
那所以他们当时候是关注到他们所没有的，而是去忽略了神已经赐给他们的。
So what was the consequence?
那后果是什么呢？
Very good. They did not enter the promised land, which is actually the symbol of God's rest.
那他们就不被允许进入神的应许地，那应许地所预表的就是神的安息。
So remember, the first quote, the first occurrence of the quote from Psalm 95 is saying to us, let us learn from history. Let us don't make the same mistake.
那第一次，希伯来书引用诗篇95篇，要提醒的就是，我们需要警惕，要从这个历史当中去学到教训。
The same thing that happened to the Israelites back then can happen to you and me.
那当时候发生在以色列民身上的事情，也可能发生在你和我身上。
Now let us move on to the second time this quote is used.
那我们来到第二次，这句话被引用。
In chapter 3, verse 15.
就是在3章的15节。
As has just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion.
就是说到，你们今日若听到他的话，就不可硬着心，像忍他发怒的日子一样。
So, what do you think this time is different? How is it different from the first time?
那这一次引用这节经文跟上一次有什么不同？
Obviously, because it's repeated so soon after the first time, it does act like a drumbeat to add to the urgency.
那其实离上一次引用其实是很靠近的一节经文了，那当然可以去理解为是在强调一次这个重要性。
So it's really calling out, pay attention. This is crucial. This is critical.
意思就是说你们要留意到这个是非常重要的一个点，
But not just that.
但是还有更多。
It's actually bringing this historical warning into the present moment. at least for the readers back then, and now extended to us as well.
那所以主要达成的用意就是不单单只是一个历史的事情，也是要将这件事情去应用在现在的这个情况当中。
Because it's no longer just a story in the past about the Israelites back then, it's actually a direct exhortation to the whole Christian community who are in danger of committing the same sin.
那所以，不单单这节经文就不单单只是过去的一个历史的一个事件而已，而是当希伯来书的作者去再一次引用的时候，是直接的向当时候的教会弟兄姐妹去提出来，因为要去提醒他们不要再落入到同样的罪当中。
Where is the evidence?
那这个线
进
索
入
在哪
的
里呢？
线索。From verse 12.
就是第十二节。
Can you see that? The narrative about them is now shifted to a direct exhortation for you, addressing you. And it's a plural you. That means it's not only one person, but the whole community.
那这里的十二节所说的对象呢，就从他们转换到弟兄们，你们要谨慎。
Let us read this beautiful reminder.
那我们读一读这个美丽的这个提醒，
In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
就是希伯来书3:13-14，
12到14.
12到14节。
Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So actually, not only a shift from the Israelites, oh, they did wrong, as if it's got nothing to do with us. It shifts to you, where the writer is addressing the whole community who are hearing the message. But then it also shifts to we. So the writer is not just saying, oh, yeah, it's your problem, not mine. It's together, we, every one of us.
那这里所用说的对象呢，从他们说到历史的事情到，到作者对教会的弟兄姐妹所说，说到你们，后来又转成我们所以这个作者也不是说只是在单单说你们，而是说我们一整体都去留心这个重要的事情。
This warning is so important for every believer in the church. We are to encourage one another daily, not just once in a week, not just once in a month at our prayer meeting, for example.
那这件事情是这么重要，我们要彼此的提醒。这里说到天天呢，天天彼此相劝就不是一个月一次这样子而已。
So let us see the author then repeats a similar reminder in chapter 10.
那其实，在第十章，作者同样的去提出一样的一个提醒，
Let's read Hebrews 10, 24 to 25.
在希伯来书10:24-25。
So in case someone's feeling really drowsy, I want you to read it out loudly, first in English and then Chinese. So English speakers first, one, two, three. Consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. 中文。
希伯来书10:24-25，我们一起读：又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，劝勉行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，打要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So here, all the more as you see the day drawing near is again a sense of urgency that time is running out. We don't have forever.
那这里就劝勉我们要，
就是 all the more，就是那个日子临近，越发如此。
那既知道日子临近，就更当如此。这里特别是提到"更当"。
所以，showing that time is limited and it's not forever.
那所以说到，其实时间是有限的，不是永远的。
So how do we do this? How do we encourage one another every day?
那我们如何每天都彼此相劝呢？
It's really by looking out for one another spiritually, not just caring for their physical needs. That's important. But are we being a good brother or sister's keeper?
那如何彼此相劝呢？就不是单纯的去。在物质的层面去顾念对方，而是学习彼此在属灵的层面去做一个好的守望者。
So we put thought and pray before God to see how we can encourage one another in love and good works.
那我们就是在祷告中去彼此的纪念去求问神如何如何呢？
Encourage one another in love and good works.
如何去彼此激励呢？就是有好的行为跟去彼此的鼓励，在爱中彼此的鼓励。
And I think May's sermon last week, hopefully, still fresh in your mind. What can we do?
那希望上一次梅姐妹她的这个讲道对大家有所提醒。
What is one way we can encourage one another?
有什么方式我们可以彼此鼓励呢？
Yes, be someone who can bring refreshment to others.
就是做一个使人能够得到畅快的一个人。
And I remember very early one application is through our speech, for example.
那其中一个所说到的应用就是在言语上面。
But as we know, actually what we speak flows from what's actually within, right?
那其实我们的话语就反映出我们心里面的一个状态。
So if we are really serious about wanting to refresh others, to say things that refresh others, let us really deal with what's inside so that whatever flows out truly is a blessing, a refreshment to others.
那如果我们真的想做一个使人可以得舒畅的人的话呢？那首先我们在说话之前呢，在我们心里面要去处理了。那好使到我们心里面真的。能够得到神的帮助，这个好的状态的时候，才能够将神的安息带给别人。
So that means the second occurrence we just looked at is saying this isn't just ancient history.
那所以第二次去作者这样子去提醒的时候呢，就其实是要带出这句话在现在仍然是非常重要的。
Yeah, this is about you or we as a community, not just an individual.
所以这句话所提醒的对象是你们，或者是我们整个这个团体了，就不是单一一个人。
Yeah, as a community of God's people, the church, yeah, we have to take heed when we hear God's word today, let us not harden our hearts.
那所以作为一个团体，就是属神的子民的时候，当我们听见神的话，那要彼此提醒，不要硬着心。
So now you understand why our anniversary theme is not just strive to enter God's rest, but let's strive to enter God's rest.
那所以这也是为什么大家应该可以明白，这个教会的周年纪念主题就不是竭力进入神的安息，而是竭力同得神的安息。
Because seeking salvation and rest is not an individual pursuit, but it's something we do together.
因为去寻找神的拯救，还有他的安息，就不是一个个人的事情，而是我们整体都这么样去。寻求。
Okay, quickly to the third occurrence.
那我们来到第三次这句话出现。
You might think, oh, come on, not again, the same words.
你不说啊，怎么又是同样的话？
But let's see what effect it's bringing.
我们来看一看所带出来的效果是什么。
The third time it occurs is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7.
那第三次出现就是在希伯来书的4章第7节。
Again, he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, David the psalmist, the king, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
4章7节这里说，所以过了多年，在大卫的书上又限定一日。 如经上所引用的，你们今日若听见他的话，就不可硬着心。
This is the deeper, trickier part.
那这一次的出现呢，就是比较深层有深的含义了。
Because of the limited time we have today, I don't intend to be able to explain this deeply.
那因为我们今天时间有限，我就不打算很深入的去解说。
But just so you know, the writer is actually, by quoting, he's redefining the word today.
那当作者在这里引用这一节经文的时候呢，那他是在重新定义今日是什么意思？
The word today in Psalm, the original quote in Psalm 95, spoken by David centuries after some of the Israelites did enter the Promised Land under the leadership of Joshua, proves that actually, oh, maybe you can translate for us.
那当时候大卫去写这个诗篇的时候呢，他说：“今日，那其实是已经过了好几百年当摩西带领以色列民
约
出，
书亚的
啊，所以约书亚带领以色列民进入应许地。
，It showed that even though the Israelites back then didn't enter the promised land, as Mihai rightly pointed out, but this promise, this true ultimate rest of God, is actually still available.
所以他当时带出来的就是说，虽然当时以色列民没有进入到应许地，但是这个应许呢，在当日呢，还是有效的。
This door to God's rest is open to the generations to come.
那是这个应许是向当代，还有就是不同时代的人都是去敞开的，好像一扇门是敞开的。
So, if you think about it, the beautiful arrangement of using this threefold repetition.
所以，当我们去思考希伯来书的作者，重复了这一节经文三次。
It's actually a progression from the initial warning from Israel's history, the historical past.
那其实是有个进程的，就是第一次就是去提醒历史上一个警惕了。
And then it moves on to the second time, it becomes a present exhortation and encouragement to us.
第二次就是对教会的一个现今的一个提醒。
But then it becomes a glorious invitation, pointing to a future hope.
那第三次则是一个应许，是指向将来的一个盼望。
So from warning becomes this promise that we, by God's grace, should and can enter that ultimate rest of God.
那所以从一个警告到变成是在说到一个应许了，就是靠着神的恩典，我们都可以进入到神的安息当中。
So, despite all the past failures, whether it's individual or as a whole community, God's promise of that ultimate rest still stands today.
那所以不论过去是个人犯了过错不能进入到安息，或者是整体都犯了过错不能进入到安息。但是神的应许在今日还是的。
But the danger is,
但是这个危险就是，
if we keep repeating the same mistake as the Israelites by hardening our hearts,
如果我们也是和以色列民一样去不断的去硬着心，
because of our disobedience and unbelief leading to rebellion,
因着我们的不信不顺服，然后。使到我们去作为有一个悖逆的一个举动。
then the consequence is bound to be the same, that we will also fail to reach that ultimate spiritual rest that God has prepared.
那结果是一样的，就是我们不能够去到神所应许给我们的那个安息当中。
So, if just one message could be imprinted on your heart today,
如果今天从讲到有一点。你可以记得住的话，
let it be this.
那就是希望是以下这一点。
This urgent warning that has echoed three times. Today, if you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts.
那就是说到我们看到有出现三次的这节经文了。今日你若听见神的话，就不可硬着心。
Today indicates a sense of urgency without any more delay. It's right now.
那今日所带出的就是一份的迫切啊，其实没有时间啊，剩了。
When you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. It's talking about the heart attitude.
当你听到神的话的时候呢，就不可硬着心。那这里所指的就是我们心里面的态度。
If you recall, the previous message of mine actually had to do with hearing God's voice.
那如果大家还记得上一次我讲到的时候，和大家去分享的就是关于听见神的说话。
And the focus was more on the how.
那当时候所关注的就是如何。
But today's message pushes us to the next important question.
那今天的讲到就促使我们要进一步的去思想。
Now what?
所以呢？
God has spoken, God speaks to us. But now what? How do we respond?
那神已经向我们说话了，那我们应该如何去回应呢？
Maybe you are sitting there and still thinking, really? God has spoken? I don't hear his voice. I don't hear him. What is he saying?
那或许你坐在那里会想啊，那神已经说话，他说了什么？
But really? God constantly speaks.
那其实是神常常的向我们去说话的。
Yeah, we've got the whole Bible if we care to read it truly with a humble heart seeking to hear his voice.
就比如说圣经呢，就是神向我们所说的话，如果我们愿意去看他，谦卑的去聆听的时候，就会听见。
And that's actually the most usual way God leads people.
那这也是通常神去带领人的一个方式，
It's through his word,
就是通过他的话语，
what he's already revealed to us.
他已经去启示的圣经
The principles that you can apply every day.
当中谈到我们每一天日常生活中可以去应用的不同的原则。
But God also speaks to us sometimes and quite often, it's through a direct spirit to spirit message, so to speak. Like he just put this idea, this thought, this conviction in your heart, in your spirit.
那另外一种方式，也是神常常跟人沟通的方式，就是将一个信息、一个
感动。
感动放在人的心里面。
If you have that, if you, I believe all of you would have experienced at least a moment like that you felt, ooh, wow, it seems like there's this reminder, this nudging in your spirit. Please do not harden your heart.
我相信大部分人可能都经历过这样的一个。经历啦，就是神将他的意思放在你心里面的时候，好像在就是在灵的层面去推一推你使你到意识到应该怎么做的时候呢，我们就不应该去硬性把心变得刚硬。
Because if you keep ignoring his gentle voice, you keep ignoring the message that he has already spoken.
原因就是如果我们一而再、再而三的去忽略神向我们的说话去不理他的时候，
Let the story of the Israelites be a warning to us all.
那我们要留意到以色列民他们的这个事情了，就成为我们的警惕。
If you go back to all those passages, God said, I am determined, they shall never enter my rest.
那到一个地步，神就对当时的以色列民就说。他们断不可进入我的安息。
So what is the alternative to a hardened heart?
那如果不硬着心，那所对应的
True.
相反的是什么呢？
It can be so-called a soft, teachable, moldable, trusting heart.
那所对应的就是一个柔软的心，也是一个信靠神的一个心。
So, in the face of uncertainty,
那在很多不确定的环境当中，
in our tiredness or dissatisfaction with our daily manna that God provides. Do you know what manna is? You know, that miraculous food that the Israelites could collect every day during their wilderness time, but they got sick of it. They were complaining, it's like, oh no, God, not manna again. So when we say manna, let you know what it is.
那比如说，在我们的疲倦当中，或者是我们已经领受 每日的这个玛拿。那玛拿就是当时候神奇妙的去供应在以色列民，奇妙的在旷野中去供应以色列民每一天的需要，就是有降下玛拿给他们作为食物。
In such circumstances, let us consciously choose thankfulness and trust.
那如果我们心里面感觉是对神有怨言或者是不开放的时候，我们就要选择用感恩
信
还
靠。
有信靠的态度去回应神。
So the opposite of a hardened heart is to stop insisting on our own ways.
那所以一个刚硬的心的相反，就是要停止去偏行己路。
Yeah, we stop demanding God to just meet our needs the way we desire.
我们要停止去要求神按着我们的心意去回应我们。
But we actively trust in His kindness, His goodness, His faithfulness.
我们要主动的去选择去信靠他的信实，他的慈爱。
Today, if you hear His voice,
今日如果你听见他的话，
Do not harden your hearts.
就不要硬着你的心。
While it is still called today,
那还是趁还是今日的时候，
let us respond.
让我们回应神。
Let us read a final verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
我们看最后一段经文，就是在哥林多后书
六
的
章。
6章2节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
看呐，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
This is the second part of this verse that I'm quoting.
那是这节经文的后半段。
So let us delay no more. Let us hesitate no more.
就让我们不要再犹豫，再坚持不决。
Because don't forget, Starting on this road of salvation is only a beginning.
原因就是当你。进入到这个救恩，只是这个道路的开始。
The life of salvation, this life of God's promised rest, is actually a lifelong journey.
那为了要进入神所应许的这个安息呢，其实是要花一生的功夫。
But the encouragement is, This is also a journey that we are never meant to walk alone.
但是非常鼓励的就是这样子救恩的道路。并不是我们一个人孤独的去走的。
So let us strive together as a church,
对，就让我们作为一个教会去竭力，
as a family,
作为属灵的大家庭，
to enter into God's eternal rest.
去寻求能够进入到神永恒的这个安息当中。
This rest cannot be found anywhere or in anyone else in the world.
那。这样的安息是你在这个世界上，在任何一个人身上都找不到的。
But it's only found as we trustingly submit and obey our King Yahweh and our Lord Jesus.
而是当一个人选择去，用爱还有信靠和顺服去回应亚伟神，还有救主耶稣基督的时候，才可以找得到。
Then I can promise you, you'll start digging into that breathtaking beauty of God's rest.
那我可以去保证，那你就会开始能够去发现到，
神那种令你 breathtaking 怎么说？就是，
叹为观止
呀，
的，
叹为观止的那种安息，It's something beyond words，言语也无法形容的安息。And I'm standing as a living testimony because I've never hidden my past. I used to have really bad anxiety and depression, and just a little thing would trigger my emotions, and I would get really down and anxious.
那其实我也不隐瞒，因为我自己曾经是有抑郁症、焦虑症的一个人了。
So just anything would cause a lot of anxiety and
所以很小的事
情
情使到我就能够，就是会有很大的反应啊，然后情绪
绪
上
波
很
动。
波动。
But like ever since God set me free and learning to strive to enter His rest, not just one time in the past, but daily.
自从神去释放了我，还有我自己也学习，每一天都去进入到神的安息当中的时候。
I really have tasted what this profound rest truly means.
那我确实品尝过这个非常令人难以形容的这个安息究竟是怎么样的？
Even if physically, I might be exhausted because sometimes we all do, right? There are days when you're just like extremely busy, you didn't have any sleep, but you always find that strength and joy and dynamic motivation in your life, and it's been like this for the past 20 something years.
那纵然身体上很多人常常会也会疲倦呢，因为我们每天都有不同的事情。但是如果我们可以去进入到神的安息的时候，就会发现，生命中会有一份的活泼、喜乐，还有平安。那这也是我自己过去这么多年的亲身经历。
I remembered when I visited Hong Kong after our Thailand trip with Project Canaan.
我记得当我们今年这个迦南计划在泰国结束后，我去到了香港。
I was able to visit the two churches that I served in before I moved to mainland and before I moved to the UK.
当时我就拜访了香港的两间教会啊，就是之前我去中国还有来英国服侍之前啊所服侍的两间教会。
When I first started serving, I was just this young new graduate, okay? Like young.
当时候刚刚培训出来，就是也是很年轻的一个童工。
So the church actually witnessed my growth. They've seen me in my worst and my best.
那所以教会当时候去见证到我自己的成长啦，他们也看到曾经的一些软弱，那如何去成熟？
And I remembered, when I shared with one of the churches, I said, refreshments as in food, snacks. I didn't really know what I could buy you because everything is available in Hong Kong.
那当时我跟其中一个教会就分享在这里我很难带一些茶点过来，因为在香港什么都有。
And in fact, they wanted to give me some refreshments because they had too much accumulated in their cupboard, kitchen cupboard.
那反过来说，他们反而想给我一些茶点呢，因为他们已经有太多不同种类的茶点了。
So I thought, what can I bring to refresh them? Not physical food, they don't need food, physical food, they want to get rid of them.
那我就在想啊，我应该怎么做去鼓励他们呢？当然不是说就是肉身上的一些茶点去鼓励他们。
So I shared many things, but one point afterwards, a sister told me she was deeply touched. She's like much older than me. She saw me growing up.
那所以我就当时我和他们分享，那后来有一个比较年长的姐妹就去说她很受到鼓励，因为她是也是看着我从很小这样子成长的一个姐妹。
I said the encouragement that I want to bring to you is that since I left you all, like my heart, my fire, my zeal for God has never lessened, not even one moment.
那当时我就鼓励他们呢。自从我离开服侍这间教会以后呢，那我对神的这个火热跟爱呢，从来没有减少过。
That fire inside has always been growing.
那这样子对神火热的心跟回应，总是在不断的增长的。
And I could only say it's really by God's grace and also learning to tap into God's presence and His rest.
那我只能说，这是神他自己的恩典。还有我去学习怎么样常常的去进入到他所应许的安息当中。
Because you will often see me running around, living a crazy, busy life. But if it's not God's grace, I think I'll again be mentally ill. I would be like, stressed out all the time, but is really always coming back to God and seeking His peace and strength.
那服侍非常的繁忙了，那如果不是神的恩典，也是常常使我能够安息在他的同在当中的话呢，那可能我已经精神不正常了但是当我这么去学的时候，就可以经历到神他自己 的应许，还有他的同在。
So today, if you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以今日若你听见神的话，就不可硬着你的心。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh,
我们亲爱的天父，大卫。
thank you for being so patient and kind and faithful.
我们为了你是一位信实、忍耐、
Patience, kind and faithful, 恩
我
慈。
们为了你是一位信实、忍耐还有恩慈的神，献上感恩。
Thank you for never giving up on us, even when we were lost, we were maybe afraid or stubborn.
当我们软弱甚至是固执的时候，你从来没有放弃过我们。
You always draw us with your cords of love.
你总是用你的慈绳爱索去吸引我们。
And the amazing thing is, you can speak to anyone at any age.
更加奇妙的是，你对不同年龄层的人都可以去说话。
You can speak to any of us, no matter our spiritual maturity.
不论我们属灵的生命是成熟还是年幼，你都向我们说话。
The most important thing is that we have a listening ear.
但最重要的就是帮助我们有一个常常聆听的耳朵，
And a humble and teachable heart.
还有一个谦卑也是受教的心。
That we are willing to say no to ourselves, but always say yes to God.
直到我们常常对我们的自我说不，而是向你说是。
And we might realize that actually salvation is closer than we thought.
那我们也会意识到，其实救恩离着就是每一天就是越来越近了，
Is actually right at the door.
就好像在门外一样。
If we would open up the door of our heart, you are always ready to come in.
如果我们向你敞开我们的心门，你非常的乐意进到当中。
Yeah, we don't need to feel inadequate or because we are young, we feel maybe it's not going to happen to us. That's all lies.
我们不需要觉得自己有非常的欠缺，或者是因为我们年幼，你就不会顾念我们。
God, you could speak to Samuel when he was only a boy. You could also speak to us.
神，你向着年幼的撒母耳去说话，那么你也可以向我们每一个人说话。
So, Father, may we take heed today's lesson. When we hear your voice, help us not harden our hearts.
不仅求你帮助我们去听见今天的信息，就是提醒我们，当我们听见你的说话的时候，帮助我们不要向你硬着心。
Let us swing wide open the gates of our hearts and welcome you in.
就让我们去打开心门。也去邀请你进来，
And let you truly be king and have every part of our lives.
愿你在我们生命中做王，也去掌管我们的一切。
And may you really shine through us. May your beauty, be manifested through us.
都愿你将你的荣耀、你的美丽，借着我们去彰显出来。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
谢谢你乐意去垂听我们的祈求。
May you accept our thanks and worship.
愿你接纳我们向你献上的感谢，还有敬拜。
Amen.
阿门。